The city of Clarkston has been called the most diverse square mile in the country. It's estimated up to half of the city's 12,000 residents were born outside the U.S., and many of them showed up to a special city council meeting last night.
That's the only way the government's going to know it, because if we just invite...
The room was packed. The fire marshal made some attendees move into an overflow space. It's a sensitive issue, and nobody knows exactly what's at stake. Francis McBrayer is chair of the Coalition of Refugee Service Agencies, a group of five agencies that provide housing, support services, and jobs. She says they've already projected what the executive order could mean for Georgia.
And we know that a significant portion of our Georgia economy is agriculture, which includes poultry processing. And so I think that we can assume that that will be affected. To what extent, I'm not sure yet.
In 2011, the state's agriculture industry lost $75 million after the state passed a tough anti-illegal immigration law. And it's not just agriculture. In Clarkston, refugees provide a major economic backbone. One example is Dr. Gulshan Harji's clinic. She and most of her staff are refugees themselves and volunteer their time to serve thousands of other local refugees.
We provide free primary care, free mental health, free dental, and we have free prescriptions.
While Harji's services may be free, most of the city's for-profit businesses are small and immigrant-owned. The full impact of the executive order won't be known for a while, but Clarkston isn't waiting to find out. The city council is already planning town hall meetings to explore concrete ideas for addressing the issue. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.